AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Afghanistan, the U.S.-led coalition is investigating a deadly bombing of a medical clinic. AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani reports at least 16 people were killed.
Doctors Without Borders is describing a sustained aerial bombing of its hospital in Kunduz, the northern Afghan town seized by the Taliban this week. The aid group says all indications are the bombing was carried out by the NATO coalition, which acknowledges an airstrike in the area may have caused collateral damage. Defense Secretary Ash Carter calls it a tragic incident. The UN's humanitarian chief calls the airstrike inexcusable and possibly criminal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's going to be a long, wet weekend in the Carolinas.
We're looking probably Monday night into Tuesday at this point for the rain to finally taper off.
People up and down the East Coast are getting drenched with rain. Charleston, South Carolina is under a flash flood warning. Police Chief Greg Mullen says they are in it for the long haul.
Where we normally are dealing with flooding for a few hours, we're dealing with it in days here. So it's going to be significantly different, and it's really impacting much more of the city. We're seeing areas flood today that did not traditionally flood.
The storm system has nothing to do with Hurricane Joaquin, which is moving away from the East Coast. And Coast Guard aircraft are searching the waters of the southeastern Bahamas for a cargo ship with 33 people on board that lost power and began taking on water in the midst of Joaquin. Sprint car champion Tony Elliott was one of four men killed in a plane crash along the Georgia-South Carolina border. The four were flying from Indiana to South Carolina to attend tonight's Notre Dame-Clemson football game. No one was hurt when shots were fired last night at a high school football game in St. Louis. Some players dropped to the field. Spectators scramble for cover. Police don't think the shots were meant for anyone at the game. This is AP Radio News. British Prime Minister David Cameron says Russian airstrikes in Syria are not helping the situation there.
It's absolutely clear that Russia is not discriminating between ISIL and the legitimate Syrian opposition groups. And as a result, they're actually backing the butcher Assad and helping him and really making the situation worse.
Russian planes launched near airstrikes in northern Syria today. An activist group says the strikes have killed 39 civilians over the past 3 days. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton spoke to members of the Human Rights Campaign in Washington.
I'm running for president to stand up for the fundamental rights of LGBT Americans and all Americans.
Clinton says it is outrageous that in 2015 you can still be fired for being gay, you can still lose your home for being gay, and even be denied a wedding cake for being gay. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.